我们看到第三章末了的时候，
When we look at the end of chapter 3,
我们很重的看见神的话的分量。
And we can see clearly the measure, the depth of God's word.
因为在整个大环境都背离神的当中，
In an environment that is opposing God,
属神的人怎么能继续的站立在神的光中？
Those who are of God, how can they stand in the light of God?
你没有办法不看见环境。
You cannot but look at the environment.
很自然的，我们的眼睛就看到环境。
Very naturally, our eyes are set on the environment.
环境就叫我们不要跟随主。
Environment tells us not to follow the Lord.
环境就催促我们不拣选主。
Environment tells us not to choose the Lord.
那我们怎么能在这样的环境里头站立得住？
How can we stand firm in this kind of environment?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
圣灵就把神自己的话向我们说明。
The Holy Spirit tells us so clear about the Word of God.
他就特别指出一个非常严肃的事实。
Especially tells us of a very important fact.
他们圣经都是神所默示的。
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
是神向人打开他自己。
As God opening Himself to man.
和他所要做的一切。
And all that He needs to do.
并且让人能从很全面的去认识属灵的事。
And from the whole scope, let men understand God himself.
当然重要的是神的事。
Of course, the more important is the things of God.
但是也包括撒旦的事和人的事。
Also included are the things of the devil and also things of God.
让神的儿女们在属灵的事上实在被带到一个地步，可以说是知彼知己。
So in spiritual matters, the children of God are brought to the point that they know of themselves and of the other.
And himself.
Know themselves and know about the other.
我们在神面前实在感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
因为神说到他自己的话，要在我们身上产生一个功用。
God says his word will have a function upon us.
在应用上面，
In usage wise,
教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，
is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness,
都是有益的。
And all these are profitable.
引出一个结果，
The result of
叫属神的人得以完全，
That the man of God may be perfect.
弟兄姊妹们，这个点我们不能忽略。
But sisters, we cannot neglect this point.
我们说我们要追求完全。
We say that we have not been perfected.
神也是，我们的主也是这样提醒我们。
And God also reminds us.
你们要完全，像你们天上的父完全一样。
And you should be perfect and complete, just like your Father in heaven.
那怎么去追求进入这个完全？
How are we to pursue to enter into this perfection?
但是在我们的心理上面，我们是觉得这个是根本不可能的事。
In experience, the child said it's impossible.
我们怎么能进到完全？
How can we enter into perfection?
但是主的话是一定是主自己提醒我们。
In the word of the Lord, on one hand, it reminds us.
另一面，圣灵也在书信的里面告诉我们同样的事。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit in the epistle also tells us the same thing.
说属神的人是得以完全。
That the man of God may be perfect.
怎么可以呢？
How can that be?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看进去，
If we look deeper into this,
我们就发觉那个秘诀就是在神自己的话。
We find out the secret is in the word of God.
因为十六节说得太清楚了。
Because verse 16 is so clear.
圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is given by inspiration.
去教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction.
就引出一个结果来，就是十七节。
And the conclusion of all that is in verse 17.
叫属神的人得以完全。
That the man of God may be perfect.
再进一步就是预备行各样的善事。
Furthermore, he is fully furnished unto all good works.
我们在这第十七节的里边要花点时间。
We need to spend some time in verse 17.
为什么圣经能叫属神的人得以完全？
Why is it that scripture can cause the man of God to be perfect?
这个我们好像是不大容易领会。
This seems hard for us to comprehend.
圣经怎么可以叫人得以完全呢？
How can scripture cause a man to be perfect?
那如果我们是只是看这一本书，
If we just look at this book,
我们实在很难觉得这本书能叫我们得以完全。
It's hard for us to see that this book can cause us to be perfect.
而我们说这本书是给我们许多属灵的知识。
We know that this book gives us a lot of spiritual knowledge.
但是叫我们得以完全好像起不了什么作用。
But it has no effect on getting us to be perfect.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们如果细细的留意，
If we look carefully,
我们就看到问题来。
We find the issue.
我们先看神的所启默示的圣经的功用。
Let us first look at the function of the scripture inspired by God.
教训
It's for
就是让人知道神的心思。
It's for reproof so that man can know of God's heart.
恩泽
For correction
就是叫人晓得准确的拣选。
So that man know how to choose correctly.
使人归正乃是让人不再在不准确的路上走。
And it's for correction because man needs to walk on the right path.
教导人学义乃是说出让人非常明确的去学习拣选神。
For instruction in righteousness so that man knows how to seek God correctly.
因为只有神是义的。
Because only God himself is righteous.
如果我们不是把圣经只是作为一个属灵的知识的仓库，
If we do not just look at the Bible as a source of spiritual knowledge,
乃是看见圣经里面神所说的话都是为着指导我们如何的实际的进入生活。
But to see that in the Word of God, it leads us into practical living.
那这样我们就一点一点的给带到神所要的完全。
And then we'll be brought bit to bit into the perfection that God wants us to have.
问题在这里。
And the problem is here.
我们这些人能不能进到完全？
Can people like us enter into perfection?
在我们的经历上面来说，不可能。
In our experiences, it seems is not possible.
但是如果是不可能，
But is this impossible?
那神为什么这样要求我们？
Why does God require us like that?
如果他要求我们去做一些我们不可能的事情，那神就不能说是神了。
If God requires us to do something that we cannot, then we cannot say that He is God.
他明明知道我们不能。
And He knew that we cannot do it.
他还是说你们要做成这个样子。
But still He said that you must be like that.
如果我们从我们的经历上面去看，我们的确是有这个心思上的难处。
From experience, we see that we have this difficulty in our mind.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们留意
Let us notice
他叫属神的人得以完全
That the man of God may be perfect
那人怎么能得完全
How can man be perfected
在我们属灵的认识上面
In our spiritual understanding
我们都很清楚知道在基督里
We clearly know that it is in Christ
让基督成为我们的完全
So that Christ himself can become our perfection.
我们能取用基督，我们就被带到完全。
When we appropriate from Christ, we can be brought into perfection.
因为一点一点的支取基督，总有那么一天，基督是把我们这个人完全的遮盖的。
When we appropriate Christ little by little, then one day he will bring us into that perfection.
但是我们说，那这个支取基督所做的和所示的跟 神的话有什么之有什么关系。
But what does that have to do with the word of God to appropriate who Christ is and what he has done?
弟兄姊妹们，那个关系就很大了。
The relationship is very great.
我们留意，我们临到神的面前去是借着基督，这个没有问题。
We take note that it's by Christ we can come before God. There's no problem with that.
但是借着基督的什么呢？
But by what of Christ?
我们不是笼笼统统的说借着基督
，and we do not just want to say just generally it's by Christ。
那我们说凭借着基督，他在我们与神中间，他起一个什么的作用
？What does the function Christ has between God and man？
我们不能忘记我们的主很清楚的说
，We cannot but remember what the Lord has clearly said。
人要到。父哪里去
？If man wants to come to the Father，
必须是借着他。
Must be through him。
为什么是借着他呢
？So why is it that？
因为他就是道路、真理、生命。
Because he is the way, the truth, the light。
弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意到我们的主说这个话的意思的时候
，If we look detailedly into the meaning of the word of God，
我们就领会了。
Then we understand。
首先第一件事情。
Firstly,
我们的主不是把我们领到神哪里去。
Is our Lord leading us to God?
他是领我们到父那里去。
But rather, he's leading us to the Father.
如果我们是到神那里去，我们是神的子民。
If we can go to God, then we are the people of God.
如果我们是到父那里去，那我们是儿子。
If we can go to the Father, then we are the sons.
那既然是儿子。
Since we are sons,
那向神就没有难处了。
Then towards God we have no difficulty.
向神就有条件了。
And towards God there is requirement.
因为是儿子。
Because we are sons.
那怎么能实际的向神？
But how can we be?
我们的主就说。
And then we say,
借着我。
It's through the Lord says.
为什么是借着主呢？
Why is it that through the Lord?
主说，因为他是道路、真理、生命。
Because he is the way, the truth, the life.
好了，用姊妹们。我们现在要留意了。
And now we notice,
主是道路。
He is the way.
你怎么知道主是道路
？How do you know that he is the way?
你说某某弟兄跟我说了。
You say that so and so brother told me.
某某弟兄怎么知道基督是道路
？How does so and so brother knows he is the way?
弟兄姊妹，我们只要问这个问题，我们马上就有答案。
As we ask this question, we have the answer immediately.
某某弟兄怎么知道主是道路
？How does so and so brother know that the Lord is the way?
我们为什么会相信某某弟兄所说的我们的主是道路
？And how can we believe that so and so brother said that the Lord is the way?
这是一同一的问题。
This is the same.
因为某某弟兄知道基督是道路，非常可能他一直从。更前辈的一些弟兄们那里知道的
，because so and so brother knows about that the Lord is the way is from a brother that came before him。
我们可以一直追上去
，and then we could go back all the way。
但是问题是在这里
，but the problem is here。
前头的弟兄们是这样说
，the brothers which came before said。
我们也是这样的接受
，and then we receive it like that。
那我们是接受人的道理吗？
Are we receiving the doctrines of man?
如果是介绍人的道理
，If we are just receiving,
那基督是不是道路？这就已经要打一个问号。
Then we have a question mark on whether or not this is the path.
但是感谢神
，But we thank God.
我们对基督是道路没有难处。
And there's no difficulty for us to see that the Lord is the way.
不是因为某某弟兄说基督是道路
，It's not so and so brother said Christ is the way.
而固然某某弟兄是说到基督是道路
，True that so and so brother said.Christ is the way.
但是我们能毫无疑惑的接受。
But we can receive it without any doubt.
基本上不是因为某某弟兄说。
Principally, it's not because that brother said so.
事实上乃是神的话在说。
In effect, it is the word of God telling us this.
神的话先照明了某某弟兄。
The word of God first.
某某弟兄就交通出来
and then the brother
我们听见了
and then we heard it.
我们就有一个领会
and then we have understanding.
但是我们再回到神的话里边，
But when we come to, back to the word of God,
神的话就给我们印证了。
And his word gives us the confirmation.
某某弟兄说的对。
So and so brother said correctly.
他对是因为他是说圣经里边的话。
He's correct because he's telling the word of
the scripture. 就是神的话。
This is the word of God.
弟兄说你看到。
The brother says you see.
你怎么知道基督是道路？
How do you know that Christ is the way?
乃是神的话在那里解开。
It is the word of God opening up to us.
说到基督是真理。
When Christ is the truth.
那这个更清楚了。
So very clearly.
你怎么知道那是他是那基督是真理呢？
How do you know that Christ is the truth?
神的话在那里说。
Also the word of God says so.
你从我们是从神的话里面去认识基督。
And we know about Christ from the word of God.
我们是从神的话的里头去经历基督。
And from the word of God, we experience Christ.
因为神的话指出我们一条路。
Because the word of God points us away.
叫我们去接触基督。
So that we can come into Christ.
然后真理就在那里印证我们所经历的基督是准确的。
And the truth confirms to us that the Christ we experience is truth.
然后神的话也给我们看见基督的内容是怎样的丰富和真实的。
And then the word of God will show us how rich and how true Christ is.
而我们就按照神的话去经历到这一位基督了。
And by the word of God, we experience Christ.
说到生命的时候，
When we talk about life,
常常叫许多神的儿女们有一点困惑。
Often the children of God have this kind of confusion.
我们都很羡慕生命。
And we indeed long after the life.
但是又好像觉得生命好像很空洞。
But we felt that the life is very empty.
我们不是你凭着生命来跟随主吗？
And by this life we should follow the Lord.
那生命是什么东西呢？
So what is the life?
我们你说不懂又懂一点。
You say you do not understand, but you understand some.
你说真是懂，好像也不那么有把握。
You say you know it well, but you do not have that firm grasp.
但是我们都知道，基督就是生命。
But we know that Christ is the life.
那基督成了我们的生命，在恩典的里边，这个事实是没有疑可疑惑的。
Christ becoming our life in grace, there is no doubt about it.
但是在我们实际的经历里，
But in our actual experience,
什么叫做基督的生命？
What does it mean by the life of Christ?
我们不是说那一个亮光里边的基督是我们的生命。
Did we say that the light in Christ is our life?
我们是说在我们实际的经历里头是怎么样能了解基督是我们的生命。
But in our actual experience, how do we see that Christ is our life?
弟兄们，你又看到一件事。
Brothers, just you see one thing.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
那基督实际上让我们经历他是成了我们的生命。
And Christ practically let us experience that he is our life.
是怎么发生的呢？
So how does that come about?
弟兄们，你看到这也是直接与神的话发生关系的。
It's directly related to the word of God.
什么叫做在什么叫做生命的经历呢？
What does it mean by the experience of life?
基督做我们的生命，那一个经历是怎么来的呢？
And how does Christ being our life experience come about?
弟兄姊妹，你就非常容易看到。
Brothers, you can see.
当神的话向我们一解开，我们的主心里面所喜悦的和我们的主心里面所不喜悦的。
When the word of God show forth to us what God likes and what He dislikes.
那我们按照他所喜悦的去跟随。
And by what He's pleased with, we follow after Him.
去活。
To live.
去赶上。
To pursue.
去追赶那哈。
To pursue Him.
那所引出来的结果，
and the result of that,
那就是生命的实际，
becomes the reality of the life.
那翻过来
and
我们知道基督心里面所存的是什么
we know what is in the heart of Christ.
但是我们根本就不理会也不去追赶
but then we did not know about that too much and we did not pursue after that
那我们就有了一点生命的道理但是却没有生命的实际
and we have someknowledge of life, but we do not have the practical reality of that life.
那生命的实际乃是人把自己放在神的话语的管理的底下所带出来的那个结果。
The reality of life is the result of man putting himself under the word of God.
那就是当我们这样看见基督是道路真理生命的那一个基础。
When we see the foundation of Christ being the way, the truth, the life,
原来乃是根基在神的话上
and know that it's based on the word of God, the scripture itself.
这样我们就懂了
and then we know
圣经都是神所默示的
all scripture is given by inspiration.
它在我们身上显出一些功用
and there are some functions that is
那个结果是叫我们进到完全
and all that will bring us into perfection.
那我们可以这样说一个属灵的事实
and we can tell about this spiritual fact.
你说我们能完实际里面进到到一个绝对的完全我们承认在我们还活着的时候这个是没有可能
we admit that to enter into that perfection in our actual living we say that when we're still alive it might be impossible
但是在属灵的实际的里面
but in spiritual reality
我们的确也是被带到完全的地步
we have indeed been brought into thatposition of
为什么呢
so why is that?
非常简单的一个事实
Very simple thing.
当我们是这样按照神自己的话来跟随来生活来追赶
when we follow after the word of Lord of God to live and to pursue after him
我们从另一面来看就是我们更多的进到基督里
when we look at it on the other hand it means that we have entered into Christmore
更丰富的进到基督里
to enter more abundantly into Christ
弟兄姊妹们我们如果是在基督里神已经看我们是完全
when we are in Christ then God sees us as perfected
当然这个是地位上的完全
of course this is only perfection in your position
但是如果我们实际按照神的话更多的活在神的心意里
but practically we live out the word of God in his heart desire
虽然不是绝对的完全但是我们已经在实际里头支取了基督做我们的完全
even though it's not absolute perfection but we have partake of Christ as our perfection
那到了这样的一个地步
and in this place
那我们回过头来看第二章
let us go back to look at chapter 2.
人若自己脱离卑贱，就逼着贵重的器皿。
If a man purge himself of dishonorable things, he shall be a vessel unto honor.
成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Sanctified and meet for the master's use.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以接下去。
Therefore, what follows?
下一句话就是预备行各样的善事。
Tells us we are prepared unto every good work.
这个善事不是一般人所说的好事。
The good work here is not what general people think of charitable things.
这里所说的善事乃是神眼中看为美的事。
This good work means what God sees in his eyes as good.
什么是神眼中看为美的事呢
And what are the good things in God's eyes?
就是神旨意所要做的事。
And that is what God will need to do.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个就是以弗所书第二章给我们看到的。
And this is what Ephesians chapter 2 let us see.
预备行各样的善事就是神要我们行的。
To prepare for every good work is what God ordains us to do.
那就是神的旨意。
Now that is the will of God.
我们活在神的旨意里。
When we live in
我们活出神的旨意
when we live out the will of God
神的心就喜乐
his heart will be pleased
而我们在神面前也同样的喜乐
and then we also are joyful before God
所以弟兄姊妹我们把第三章里面 保罗跟提摩太的那个交通。
And in chapter 3, this sharing between Paul and Timothy.
我们记得上次我们提到保罗说你很早就接受我给你的教导。
We know that last time we mentioned how Timothy has received Paul's teaching very early on.
而不仅是一个教导。
Not only are the teachings received,
也是我为主所做的见证。
But it's a testimony that Paul has witnessed for the Lord.
那个见证是什么呢？
And what is that testimony?
为主受苦。
Just to suffer for the Lord.
因着主的缘故，忍受许多的难处。
For the sake of the Lord, he bore much difficulties.
哎呦，你说。
But you say?
跟随主是跟到这样的一个地步。
If you follow the Lord to this point.
那不是很叫人感觉很为难吗？
Then wouldn't it be causing men difficulties?
那保罗在末了在这里就说，
But at the end, Paul said,
这是善事，
This is good works.
这是神眼中看为美的事，
And this is what is good in the eyes of God.
这是神以心里面感觉喜悦又满足的事，
And this is what's pleasing in God's heart, and he feels satisfied.
因为神在地上得着一些人，
Because God has gained in the earth,
他们宁愿忍受一些在地上的损失，
they rather bear loss in the earth, in the
world, 而不肯放弃对神的拣选，
but they will not neglect and they will not put down God's choosing.
那么这样的事情都是根源在跟随神的话而。引来的
and all these are based upon the word of God, and that's what it comes for.
那圣灵用着保罗提醒提摩太，特别的留意去从神的话语里边寻求充实自己。
The Holy Spirit has used Paul to tell Timothy that from the word of God, equip himself.
就引到第四章一个非常非常荣耀的光景。
Which leads us to chapter 4, it's a very glorious state.
而这个荣耀的光景从一面来说乃是说你必须准确的坚强的站在主的一边。
In this glorious condition, on one hand we see that one must stand firm and strongly in the Lord.
从另一面来说乃是你有把握找到一条进入神所安排的荣耀里去的路。
On the other hand, you have the confidence to seek the path to enter into the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道啊，神拣选我们去承受救恩的时候，
We know that when God has chosen us to be vessels for his salvation,
而不是单单叫我们的罪和死这个问题得解决。
It's not just to resolve a problem of sin and death.
他乃是要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
But God wants to bring many sons into glory.
现在我们就看到保罗按照圣灵给他的那个引领，他就在这个路上往前走。
And we see how Paul is going forward according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到第四章的时候，我们实在看见一个非常宝贝的再一个完全拣选神的人的身上所显出来的心意。
In chapter 4, we see a very precious thing is that the heart that is revealed in one who has chosen absolutely the way of God.
那到了第四章，你马上就看到保罗的话就很严肃了。
So in chapter 4, at the beginning, we see how serious the word of Paul is.
啊，甚至好像是带着一个命令在那里。
And to the point that it seems to be a command.
当然保罗说这些话的时候，他没有用命令的口吻。
Of course, when Paul wrote this, it's not with the strict command that he wrote this.
他确实作为一个见证那样摆在提摩太的面前。
But he put these things before Timothy as a testimony.
当然也是摆在我们众人的面前呢。
Of course, he's also putting this in front of us today.
他摆出一个什么的见证呢？
And what kind of testimony did Paul put forth?
在他摆出这个见证的同时，又好像是带着一个命令在那里给神的儿女们去接触。
At the same time he brought forth this testimony, he's also bringing out a charge or a command for the children of God.
那所以我们看第一节，他是这样说，我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显像和他的国度祝福你。
So in verse 1 we read, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
那就说你看
Brothers and sisters, you see,
我们中文圣经就把它翻成是我祝福你，我吩咐你，严格的说来我命令你。
In the Chinese Bible it tells us that he's charging them, he's commanding them to do this.
但是在保罗的心思里面却没有这个命令的味道。
But in Paul's heart there is not this taste of a command.
而是把一个见证交通出来。
But to share about a testimony.
交通一个什么见证呢？
And what is he testifying for?
那就是第二节。
That is verse 2.
无论得时不得时。总要勿要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并且用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
In verse 2, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine.
那就是我们先看这个。
But sisters, let us first look at this.
他说你必须要记得，你要把神的话语传出来。
First, it says that you must know that you must first preach the word.
你不能忽略把神的话语传出来这一件事。
Do not neglect the preaching of the word of God.
并且你还要很专心的在那里传。
But also do that diligently.
人家欢迎你，你要传。
When people welcome you, you preach.
人家不欢迎你，你也要传。
When people do not welcome you, you also will preach.
环境顺利的时候，你固然要传。
When the environment circumstance is successful, you need to preach.
环境不顺利的时候，你还是要传。
When the environment is adverse, you still need to preach.
虽然在传的过程里边，你会有许许多多不太愉快的经历。
Even though in the process of preaching, you have a lot of unhappy conditions.
但是你不能离开这一个传道的传讲神的话的这样的一个。见证。
But you should not leave this testimony of preaching the word of God.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们就回到第一节去了。
We have to go back to verse 1.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
Resistance
保罗在这里
Here Paul
把一个很实际很完全的事交通给提摩太。
He's sharing this very complete and practical thing to Timothy.
说出像保罗那样艰难的经历走过来的人，他为什么仍然在那里不要传道？
Telling us that Paul who has gone through this difficult state in his life, he is still telling us to preach the word.
因为在保罗的里边，他有非常明显的几个看见。
Because in Paul he has a very clear insight.
因着这几个看见，他自己坚立在传讲神的话的那一个位置上。
Because of this few insights, he planted himself in the preaching of the word of God.
现在他把他这样的一个经历或者说这样的一个见证交通出来的时候，
And now when he shared this experience or this testimony that he has,
他也盼望提摩太和听见的人也同样的站在这一个专心传讲神话语的见证里。
It is hope that Timothy and those who hear his word would stand firmly in the position of testifying for the preaching of the word of God.
那在保罗的里面，他看见什么呢？
In Paul, what did he see?
在第一节的里面，你看呢？
In verse 1, you can see. First,
他看见神。
He sees God.
他看见神。
He sees God.
那当提到看见神的时候，
When we mention about seeing God,
当然不仅是一个看见，也是一个实际的经历。
It's not just insight, but a practical experience.
他看见了神，经历了神。
He can see God and experience Him.
那叫他对神有一个很准确的认识。
So he has a very accurate understanding of God.
那认识神是什么呢？
And what does it mean by knowing God?
如果我们把保罗的书信稍微熟悉一点的。
And those of us familiar with the epistles of Paul,
我们就了解到
and we'll know,
在保罗里面所认识的神
the God that whom Paul knows,
就是他是万有的源头
He is the source of all,
他是万有的归结
and he is also the conclusion of all,
他是整个属灵宇宙的那个意义和实际
Is his the meaning? Is also the time and all spiritual universe?
那弟兄姊妹，记得在罗马书上面是怎么说的
？In Romans, what does it tell us?
万有都是本于他，依靠他，也归于他。
For all is by him, from him, and through him.
愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。
May glory be given to him forevermore.
这是保罗所认识的神。
And this is the God whom Paul knows.
一切都是从他那里开始。
All comes from him.
一切都是根据他而存留。
And all things come by him.
一切都要归结到他那里去做结束。
And all things will return to him as the conclusion.
那就是说起头是神。
Which means that the beginning is God.
过程是神。
Process is God.
终结是神。
The end is God.
这是保罗所认识的神。
This is the God whom Paul
这一位神是荣耀的。
This God is glorious.
那现在保罗就说，我在神面前。
Now Paul says before God.
是在这样的一位神的面前。
He is before this God.
就是在那个开始也是终结的那一位神的面前。
He is the God of the beginning, also of the end.
向提摩太说话
and he's speaking to Timothy
所以他所说的这一些
and all that he said
就跟这一位永远的神的旨意是发生关系了
has relationship to this eternal God and his will
这是第一点
this is the first point
第二个保罗里面的看见
the second point that Paul sees from within
他说并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前
Who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing?
神面前基督耶稣面前
Before God, before the Lord Jesus Christ
那这神是万有的起头和归结
God is the source of all beginning and all end
那基督耶稣又是什么呢
And what is the Lord Jesus?
在这一个地方
Here
保罗非常明确地指出基督是谁
Paul clearly pointed out who is Christ.
审判的主。
He is the Lord of judgment.
当我们的主，他有好多个身份。
Of course, the Lord has a lot of identities.
比方说他是人类的救主。
And he is the savior of all mankind.
比方说他是教会的元首。
He is the head of the church.
又比方说他是教会的新郎。
Or he is the bridegroom of the church
那我们的主有好些个身份
Our Lord has many identities
他是父怀里的独生子
He is the beloved son in the bosom of the father
那我们要看我们的主的身份那就很多方面
We look at the identity of the Lord there are many facets
但是圣灵在这里借着保罗所显明的我们的主
But the Lord whom the Holy Spirit revealed to Paul here
乃是一位审判的主
Is the Lord who judges?
审判活人，审判死人。
He judges the living and the dead.
也就是说，只要你是一个人，你就没有办法能逃避他的审判。
That is to say, as long as you are human, you will not be able to escape from his judgment.
是活人，那固然要接受审判。
The living would receive the judgment.
就是死掉的人，也一样要接受审判。
And even the dead would also receive the judgment.
我们的主。他是一位审判的主
Our Lord is a Lord who judges
那么他审判什么呢
And what is he judging
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这里所说的审判，不是说到各种各样将来要发生的审判。
The judgment here is not related to all the things which will happen in the future.
这里所说的审判是特别重在基督台前的审判。
The judgment here is the judgment before the throne of Christ.
因为从上下文我们看到这是一个工作的审判。
The seal of Christ, because this is the judging of the world.
所有属神的人到那一天见主的时候，在工作上在生活上都要向他交账的。
All who belong to God must give an account of the life of the world.
都要在他面前接受审判的。
And before the seal of Christ, that they will receive the judgment.
那如果我们的主在将来向我们显明他是一个审判的主。
And if the Lord reveals to us that He is the Lord to judge in the future.
那我们就要现在就要留意了。
So now we need to pay attention.
在那一个审判显出来的时候。
When that judgment is revealed.
我们在主的审判的底下不受责备吗？
Can we be accused in the judge before the judgment of the Lord?
我能在主的审判底下接受称赞吗？
Will we receive praise in the judgment of the Lord?
我能在那日显明我是满足主的心意的吗？
Can we reveal that we are ones who please the Lord?
还是我站在主面前的时候，我是带着许多的亏损？
Or that I bring a lot of shortcomings before the Lord?
保罗把提摩太带到这一位审判主的面前来看一看他自己。
Paul has brought Timothy before this Lord who judges to look at himself.
神的儿女常常在面对这一位称为审判的主这个事实有一点忽略。
There is some neglect among the children of God upon this matter of looking at the Lord who judges.
许多神的儿女们都是觉得我们的主是非常好欺负的。
Many children of God think that a Lord can be mocked.
什么人都不好欺负，就是我们的主好欺负。
And none other is better for us to mock than the Lord.
因为主如果一向我们变一变脸。
And if the Lord turn his face against us.
我们就马上说，主啊，你是爱。
Then we'll say to the Lord that you are love.
你是怜悯人的神。
You are a God who has mercy.
你不能向我们变脸哦。
And so you cannot turn your back.
我们就是有些跟你过不去，你也都要爱。
Even though that's something that we cannot go over with you, but you still love us.
许多神的儿女们实在在不知不觉当中是存着这样的一种念头。
Unbeknownst to them, many children of God have this kind of concept of the Lord.
以前一个弟兄的母亲。
Before we have the mother of a brother.
你说他热心，他这个人的确是非常的热心。
You say that this person's fervent indeed.
那热到一个地步，你碰到他，你是感觉烫手的。
And fervent to the point that when you come upon her, it's boiling with fervency.
但是你多了解他一下，你也觉得他糊涂，也糊涂得很够。
But if you notice her deeper, you see she's has some kind of foolishness to her.
这一个老姊妹啊，口头上常说一句话。
This old sister, she always would say this.
我是知道不妥当。
I know it's not right.
但是我相信主的宝血有功效。
But I believe that the blood of the Lord, the precious blood of the Lord, has effect.
弟兄们，你留意这个话，有意无意的在许多神的儿女们的心思里面隐藏着的。
So whether mean it or not mean it, in a lot of children of God, that's hidden.
所以对在神面前并没有一个很严肃的态度。
So therefore, it caused them to not have a very serious standpoint before the Lord.
他们知道主是审判的主。
They know that the Lord is the one who judges.
但是好像他们也觉得当主审判的时候是审判别人，不是审判我。
But it appears that they feel that when the Lord judges, it's to others and not to them.
所以在主的面前就好像马马虎虎，无所谓。
Therefore, they live wishy-washy before the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神不叫我们做糊涂人。
God does not want us to be foolish.
所以圣灵也像提摩太说的那么严肃的话。
Therefore, Holy Spirit has spoken to Timothy very seriously.
那他就用着保罗说：“我在审判活人死人的主耶稣基督的面前跟你说话。”
And use Paul to say that I am speaking to you before Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead.
然后第三样。
And then the third point.At his appearing and his kingdom.
来祝福你。
And it's by that that I charge you.
万有的神。
The God of all.
审判的主。
The Lord who judge.
然后现在他的显现和国度。
And then now his appearing and his kingdom.
这是什么呢？
And what is this all?
神的计划。
It's God's plan.
神永远的智慧计划成就。的事实
God's glorious plan and His fruition
主要显现
The Lord will appear
主要建立国度
The Lord will build up His kingdom
这是主在地上必定成就的他的旨意
And this is the plan the will that the Lord will accomplish on the earth
现在你来到这一位神和基督的面前
Now you come before this God and Christ
你不是只是看见他是神
you do not just see that he is God.
你也不是单单看见他是审判的主
and you know, do not just simply see that he is the Lord who judges.
你也同时要看见他那荣耀的旨意
at the same time you must see his glorious plan.
这一个荣耀的旨意一定要做成在地上
this glorious plan must be fulfilled on the earth.
他显现的时候是他的荣耀显出来
When he appears, his glory will be manifested.
他的国度来到的时候，是他的权柄显出来。
When his kingdom comes, that's when his authority is manifested.
他的荣耀和权柄一定要在全地显出来。
His glory and authority must be revealed on the whole earth.
这是主一定要做成的事。
And this is the work which.
那现在我就凭着这三件事情来给你做一个见证。
And now it's by these three things.That I testify for you.
我保罗是这样活过我的日子的。
That I Paul have lived my days.
现在你也要同样的。
And then similarly for you today.
务要传道。
Preach the word.
总要专心。无论得时不得时，总要专心。
Be instant in season and out of season.
并且用百般的忍耐，各样百般的忍耐。
By all non-suffering.
不管自己的遭遇是如何
Does not matter what happens to you
你就是要用各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人
But reprove, rebuke, exalt with all doctrine
弟兄姊妹你就看到又回到圣经的话上面去了
And now going back to the scripture itself
第三章末了就是说圣经使人就教训读者使人归正教导人学义都是有益的
In chapter 3 at the end we read that all scripture is profitable for doctrine for reproof for correction for instruction in righteousness
现在呢你就要用各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人
And now you thought doctrine to reprove rebuke and exalt men
那你说这些教训是根据什么
But you say that where is this doctrine based on
那就回应了上面要根据神自己说的话
It's a response to what before that is to speak according to the word of God
你非常有把握的知道神是这样说话
And you know firmly that this is what God has spoken
你就不要管人反应是欢迎或是不欢迎
And so do not pay attention to whether men welcome you or not
你就专心在那里传讲神的话
But diligently preach the word there
因为时候要到啊，人必定厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你有没有想到
？Have you thought about？
当保罗的日子，保罗已经说这样的话。
In the days of Paul, he already said this.
从保罗那个时候一直到现在一千多两千年了
From the time of Paul to now it's almost 2000 years
这样的时间到了没有？
Has this time come about?
保罗那个时候已经到了。
When Paul lived, it already came.
现在当然是更是已经到了。
So now we can say that it's more so today.
的确我们是看见这样的光景是越过越明显，越过越严重。
Indeed, we see that as time passes by, this condition gets more serious.
现在你看别的那个宗教那个异端我们都不讲。
We do not want to talk about other religions or other heresies.
我们光是讲在基督教的范围里。
We just talk about in the realm of Christianity.
你实在看见人现在要听的是道理。
You see that what people want today is to listen to doctrine.
而不是听真理。
They're not there to listen to the truth.
人要听一些新奇的道理。
Man wants to hear some new things.
而却不是留意神自己的话是如何的向人解开和发表。
But they do not pay attention to how the word of God opens itself to man.
弟兄姊妹，这是很明显的一件事情。
This is a very clear matter.
我起初来美国，几十年前来美国的时候。
Decades ago when I came to the U.S.
我就常常听人家这样说。
I often hear people say,
哎呀，你还讲那些个东西。
And you still preach, you still say those things?
那是我们祖母的时候讲的。
And that is the time when our grandmother,
现在我们都不要讲这些。
Grandfather would say this, but now we do not say this.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到没有？
Brothers, have you seen?
我们祖母那个时候讲这些差不多。
If our grandmother would say this, that's
okay. 现在这个时候还讲这一些。
But nowadays, if you still say this,
还讲常常祷告，
you say, still say to pray unceasingly,
还讲人是罪人，
also to say that man,
你晓得那个时候我听人说你传福音的时候不能说人是罪人，
and you cannot say that men are sinners when you preach the gospel,
那不说人是罪人那传什么福音？
If you do not say men are sinners, what is there to the gospel?
人如果不是罪人那人需要什么福音呢？
If men are not sinners, then why do they need the gospel?
许许多多的道理在那里代替神的话。
There are a lot of doctrines replacing the word of God.
你说一些新奇的道理。
When you want to say some new doctrines.
比方说近年来那个第三波的在说的那个什么什么知识的言语。
And the third wave recently talks about the priest's
Word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge.
Okay. 人就觉得，
This word of knowledge is very new.
他把我的过去将来和未来都说得那么准确。
It tells of my past, present, and future.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果要说我们的过去。
If we want to talk about our past.
那我们就是一个罪人。
Then what we can say is that we are sinners.
要说我们的未来。
Talk about our future.
我们就是要跟我们的主耶稣基督一同显现在荣耀里。
We'll be appearing with the Lord in glory.
这就是我们的过去和未来。
This is our past and our future.
如果我们真要知道我们的过去和未来，
If we truly want to know about
我们就是知道这个就是了。
Then that's all that we can know.
你倒用不着说。
But you do not need to say.
去年我生了一场大病。
Last year I had a very big illness.
差点死掉。
I almost died.
结果后来又怎么不知道怎么又好了。
But later on, I don't know why, but I was healed.
他不认识我，他不知道我，他说是能说出我这样的一个事情，好像这个人很有本事。
Now this person does not know me, can tell me about all this, then there's something great about this.
然后他又说了。
And then he said.
明年你有一个机会。
Next year you have this opportunity.
可以叫你的事业有很大的发展。
And it has caused a lot of progression for your career.
好得很啊。
And that's very good.
哇，这个人大有前途。
And there's a future for this person.
弟兄姊妹们啊。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的前途，我们的将来，如果只是在这样的事情上面，我们就是很悲哀的。
If our future and destiny are in such things, then we are pitiful.
我不知道地上许许多多成功的人物他们跟主有没有关系？
I do not know if a lot of the successful people on the earth have relationships.
但是肯定有许多人是跟主没有关系。
But I know that a lot of people have no relationship to the
Lord. 他们确实有很成功的事业。
But then they have a lot of success in their career.
但他们成功的事业能不能保证他们长久都是在这样的光景里呢？
But if they have successful career, does that promise that they'll be in this condition forever?
但我说一个人，弟兄姊妹们大概都知道的。
Yeah, let me point out someone, maybe you or
那就是王安喽。
Wang, computer company.
他曾经有过一个很威王的这个事业上的成功。
And once he was very successful in his business.
但是现在王安好像都是没有什么地位了。
And now Wang has not that much position.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的前途就是在这样可变十方的光景的里边。
If our future is based on a time that changes all the time.
这个怎么能说是我们的前途？
And how can we say that this is our future?
我们不需要那些知识的言语。
We do not need the word of knowledge.
但是有人就是很喜欢。
But some people, they like this.
哎呀，他们觉得神真是奇妙，把我的过去和未来都说出来。
I think that God is so amazing that he can tell me of my past and of my future.
感谢主，我们的主实在是说出我们的过去和未来。
Thank the Lord that he has already told us of our past and of our future.
不过不是这些知识的言语的，说知识的言语的人所说的过去和未来。
But it's not these people who speak about the word of knowledge.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到了幕后的日子。
You see that at the end day.
人对神的话好像是完全失去了味道。
It seems that men have lost the taste for the word of God.
他们觉得神的话也不过是如此。
They feel that the word of God is just an ordinary thing.
讲来讲去，竟然说定十字架子，讲了一千多两千年，还是讲这一个。
For 2,000 years, they just been preaching about the cross, and that's it.
讲了一千多两千年，还是他定死以后就复活。
And these 2,000 years is that after he was nailed on the cross, that he was resurrected.
他升天了，你将来要再来。
He ascended to heaven, and in the future, he'll come
back again. 讲了一千多两千年，还没有见他来。
Almost 2,000 years, been preaching about this, but he has not returned.
不讲这个，还有别的可以讲的吗？
If you do not say this, is there any other things you can say?
不能找一些新奇的来讲吗？
Can you say something that is fresh?
弟兄姊妹，晓得现在多少多少成为基督徒的人，世界上的人我们不说，就是说成为基督徒的人，他们感觉说这些神的事情，他们感觉厌烦。
And you see that even the so-called Christians would say that speaking about the things of God, they would get tired of speaking it.
他们宁愿在哪里做一些人给人称赞的事情，他们却不乐意在神的面前按着神的话语来跟随。
They would rather do some things that cause men to praise them than following the word of the Lord to live.
甚至根本就不要听神的话。
To the point that they do not want to listen.To the word of God.
在这样的光景的底下，
Under this circumstance and condition,
那我们要持守主的道，但是环境又好像不欢迎我们这样。
We want to hold fast to the word of God, but the environment does not let us do so.
那我们究竟是迁就完环境，还是要跟随我们的主？
And do we want to yield to the environment, or do we want to follow the Lord?
保罗在这里就说，
Here Paul says,
没有任何的根据要根据这个环境。
There is no basis for us to follow the environment around us.
你必须要看见神。
You must see God.
你必须要看见审判的主。
You must see the Lord who judges.
你必须要看见神永远的计划。
You must see God's eternal plan.
这样。
And then?
你就有一个义务。
That you have this duty.
忍谨慎忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But watch thou in all things, and do afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry.
弟兄姊妹们，第四章第一节的话是引出第五节的这个结果的。
Verse 1 of chapter 4 brings a result in verse 5 of chapter 4.
本罗在那里说到，不管环境怎么恶劣，
Paul said no matter how disrupting the environment can become,
不管人对神怎样的顶撞，
no matter how men oppose God,
你提摩太，
you Timothy,
你每一个跟随主的人
to all who follow after the Lord,
你只能看着这样的一位神，这样的一位主和他永远的旨意。
You can only see this God and His Lord, His eternal plan.
你就忠心的做你所做的那一份。
And to do your ministry in a foolproof manner.
因为神选召我们就是为着这个目的。
Because God has chosen us for this very purpose.
神把这个职分交托给我们就是为了这样的一个目的。
God gave us this ministry is for this very purpose.
所以不能退后。
Therefore, do not fall back.
也不能迁就。
And do not yield to anything.
只能准准确确的去发表神的心思。
But correctly to manifest the will of God.
那保罗说，我就把这个见证交通给你。
But Paul here says that I testify this to you.
我不是把一个道理交通给你。
I'm not talking to you about a doctrine.
我是把这个见证交通给你。
But I'm telling you about this testimony.
哦，这个见证是我的经历。
This testimony is my own experience.
是我实实在在走过的路。
It's the path that I truly have walked on.
那现在
，And now，
那就是好多人都很羡慕保罗在这个时候说的话。
And many people they admire what Paul has said here.
不过弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers and sisters，
实在能体会保罗说这个话的不是太多。
Those who truly understand what Paul said here are very few.
我们成人，我们也许也是不大了解他说这个话的那个心思和感觉。
We confess that we do not know absolutely about his heart and desire when he wrote this.
我们留意第六节。
You notice verse 6?
保罗说啊
Paul said,
我现在被交奠
For now I am ready to be offered
保罗说我现在要被倒出来了
He's saying that I'm now ready to be poured out
好像水一样给倒出来了
Just like pouring out water
什么时候倒呢
And what time is here?
现在。
Now is the time.
那到了没有呢
？Has it arrived yet?
已经到了。
Already has arrived.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，保罗当时说这个话的时候，他那个准确的意思是说，我现在已经给倒出来了。
When Paul said this, his accurate meaning is that already.
我现在不是沉在杯子里。
Now I'm in the cup.
我不是沉在酒壶里。
And am I in this wine cup now?
The pot.
The pot.
我现在已经是给倒出来了。
But now I've already been poured out from that pot.
弟兄姊妹，你懂得什么叫做倒出来
？Do you know what it means by being poured out?
我们实在觉得我们不太懂。
And we feel that we do not know.
因为我们没有这个经历。
Because we do not have this experience.
我们不大懂得怎么叫做被倒出来。
We do not know exactly what it means by being poured out.
不过现在有个办法我们可以懂的。
But now we have a way to know.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得现在不是有很各种各样那个健身器材吗
？Brothers, today do you have a lot of exercise equipment that we see today?
其中有一种健身器材就是在那里翻转的哈。
One of them is the treadmill.
我不知道那个英文名字叫什么，就是你翻在上面，你一动的时候，那个人就在那里整个的在那里翻转的。
Oh, it's some sort of apparatus that makes it spin around.
那比如说，当你不要去翻转，你只是把你这个人倒过来，头上地，那脚上天，就不动，就是在这样好了。
And you just roll yourself to the position that your head is front and the feet is towards the ceiling.
你维持这个光景一两分钟，你大概稍微可以知道什么叫做倒出来。
And if you can hold it for a couple of minutes, then you see what's been poured out.Really mean.
但是当时保罗所说的倒出来比这一个程度上严重多了。
But the degree that Paul says being poured out is more so than this kind of condition.
那当然我们每一个读经的人都晓得保罗在这里说就是说我快要死了。
But those who read the scripture knows that when Paul said this, he means that he's about to die.
保罗大概那时候还不知道他是要给砍头的。
At that time, Paul may not know that he was to be beheaded.
不过反正他已经知道，他已经到了他人生最后的一程了。
But no matter what, he seems to know that he has come to the end point of his life.
究竟他怎么个给人处死，他不知道，但是他知道这个已经是事实。
He does not know how he's going to be executed, but he knows that this is a fact already.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。保罗在这里说到这个话的时候，他里面的感觉是什么？
Brothers, you know that when Paul wrote this, what is his feeling within?
很悲哀。
Is it very sad?
很难受。
Is it very hard to take?
很挣扎。
Is it struggling?
是不是这样？
Is it like that?
不是。
It's not that case.
我们说我们没有这个经历。
You say that we have not this experience.
我们实在不够了解。保罗当时的感觉。
We cannot truly know about Paul's feeling at that time.
如果保罗死掉了，说这个话，那我们能了解。
If Paul has died and he said this, then we can understand.
但是保罗现在还没有死。
But he has not died yet.
但是死亡的阴影已经照着他了。
The shadow of death already is shining on him.
但他说。
And he said,
我被倒出来。
I've been poured out.
我得释放的时间快到了。
It's the time of my relief.
我们中文把它翻成离世，这个好像是很苍凉的那种感觉。
And departure, the Chinese put it, it's a lot of, like departure is a very sad moment.
但是保罗里面的感觉不是这样。
But the feeling that Paul has within is not like that.
我的释放的时候到。
It's the time of my relief.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
何等的宝贝的一个感觉。
It's such a precious feeling.
为什么保罗能这样呢？
Why is it that Paul can be like that?
现在我们就懂得保罗第四章第一节里面所说的话的那个实际的意思了。
Now we know the practical meaning behind verse 1, chapter 4.
神
God,
审判的主
the Lord of Judges,
神荣耀的旨意的成就
the fruition of God's eternal plan.
保罗看到这么一些。
When Paul saw all these,
他现在在人的尽头要快到的时候
It's the time when he's nearing the end of life.
他里面觉得我可以坦然的去见我的神
He feels that he can confidently go to see the Lord.
我非常安息的去面对我的主
I can peacefully face my Lord.
我也实在知道在神的在主的显现和国度这个事实要显出来的时候，我当做的那一份，我已经做好了。
I truly know that I have done my part when the Lord has his appearing and his kingdom.
所以在底下，我们才听到保罗在说那几句话。
And so what follows, we hear Paul said this.
一些从前的人读经的时候，他就说啊，这是保罗的凯歌。
In the past, when people read about this, they say that this is the anthem of Paul.
你说这是保罗的凯歌，的确是没有说错。
And it's right, you say this is Paul's anthem.
但是凯歌还不能说出保罗当时的感觉。
But this anthem cannot truly point out the feeling that Paul has within.
因为在当时在保罗的里面所充满的。
Because what fills up Paul within him?
是一个非常非常荣耀的喜乐
It's a very glorious joy
不仅是一个喜乐
It's not only a joy
是非常荣耀的喜乐
It's very glorious joy
是非常有把握的喜乐
A joy that is, has a grasp or confirmation
所以他说到美好的仗我打过了
Therefore he said I have fought a good fight
当跑的路我跑尽了
I have finished my course
所信的道我已守住了
I have kept the faith
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers, if you notice,
他提到这三件事情，都是用这样的一个时间来表明的。
And he mentioned these three things under this tense.
已经。
Already, it's past tense.
美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought a good fight.
奔跑的路我已经走过了。
I have finished my
course. 跑尽了。所信的道我已经守住了
I have kept the faith
好弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你看到保罗站在审判的主的面前
This Paul standing before the Lord of Judges
他能坦然地向我们的主说
He can confidently say to the Lord,
你托付给我的，我没有剩下一样没有做好。
I have not I have completed everything that you have entrusted me to.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers,
今天晚上我不详细和弟兄姊妹看这几句话。
Tonight I will not go into detail about this verse.
但是我不能不说出保罗他当时的 里面的感觉。
But I cannot but point out the feeling that Paul had in him.
他能站在主的面前说，主，我没有一样你所托付给我的，我漏掉没有带来给你。
That he can stand before the Lord to say to him, "That's nothing that I haven't finished, completed in what you have entrusted to me."
我全都带来了。
And I have brought everything before you.
你现在来点验收一下吧。
And now just examine it and receive it.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这是一个何等何等荣耀又安息又喜乐的心情。
This is such a glorious, peaceful, and joyful.
这样的心情和和他当时所处的环境完全是不调和的。
And this heart that Paul has versus the condition that he was in cannot be in harmony.
外面的环境是加给他难处。
Environment has added to him a lot of difficulty.
但是里面的感觉却是一个荣耀的释放。
But the feeling from within is a glorious release.
我们感谢神。
You thank God.
保罗在这里不单是说他自己。
Here Paul not only tells us himself.
他有一个非常非常有把握的事实掌握在他的手里。
He has very confident grasp of the fact.
那就是我见主的时候，主不会给我任何一点点的责备。
That is when I see the Lord will not give me any rebuke.
主要向我说一句话。
The Lord will tell me.
保罗，你来的正好。
Paul, you have come in opportunity.
我为你预备那个公义的冠冕，等着你很久了。
I have waited so long to give you the crown of righteousness.
你赶快来，把它接过去吧。
And come quickly so that you can receive this.
但是保罗不是单是说他自己。
But Paul here is not just telling about himself.
他说这样公义的冠冕。
This crown of righteousness
不是单单为着我保罗，
it's not just reserved for me,
也是为着所有爱慕他显现的人。
But to all them also that love his appearing.
如果他们也是像我一样走完他们该走的路程，
if they like myself will finish the course,
成就主所托付给他们的一切，
to fulfill all that the Lord has entrusted to them.
他们也要在见主的那一刻接受这个公义的冠冕。
And then when they see the Lord at that time, they will also receive this crown of righteousness.
那我们看到这里的时候，
when we come to here,
我们才明白为什么保罗那么严肃的在第一节里边说那么许多的话来跟提摩太教徒。
We understand why Paul in chapter 4 verse 1 has said this so seriously to Timothy.
因为那个结局和第一节所提到的神和基督并神的荣耀的旨意有非常紧密的关系。
Because the conclusion has a very deep relationship to verse 1 when it talks about God.
我们不单是要看见神
and his will, and not only that we want to see God,
我们要看见审判的主。
We also see the Lord who judge.
我们也要看见神荣耀的旨意。
We also want to see God's glorious will.
这样我们在神的面前的追求和服侍才不会有任何的漏掉。
And then, in our pursuit and our service of the Lord, that we would not have any lack.
我想下礼拜我们再交通末了那几句话。
And next week we'll continue to share the final words.
我们今天晚上就交通到这了。